We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel appointed for the first Sunday in Lent is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 11, the temptation of Jesus. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after having fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to resist the temptations by the devil and to say no. To follow the example of Jesus who said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Again, it is written, "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And be gone, Satan, for it is written, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you this morning is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, with special attention to the following verses. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life. It is written. What a challenging and yet interesting statement on this Sunday morning, as we once again worship our Lord Jesus Christ and listen to his holy word. It is written. As a matter of fact, Jesus told the devil, "It is written," not only once, but three times. And why? Because the devil would not take no for an answer by Jesus. On the contrary, the devil was very persistent and wasn't about to give up so easily on Jesus as the Son of Man. The devil was so determined that he was willing to do anything he possibly could, including lying, in order to get Jesus to fall into temptation and sin against his Heavenly Father. Peter writes in his first letter to be very careful, to be alert, because the devil is a liar and the father of all lies. St. Peter writes in his first letter, be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, roams around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Resist him firm in your faith. Because that's precisely what happened to Jesus as he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. In other words, in obedience to the Father, Jesus allowed himself to be led by the Spirit of God to be tempted by the devil out in the wilderness of the desert. Right after his baptism by John the Baptist in the Jordan River. And after having fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, we're told that Jesus was hungry. Not only hungry, but also physically very weak and tired as a son of man. So the devil takes advantage of him and decides to tempt Jesus as the Son of God, one who is able to perform miraculous signs and wonders, saying, if you are the Son of God, Jesus, command these stones to become loaves of bread. In other words, if you are who you claim to be, the Son of God, then command these stones to become loaves of bread so that you don't have to be hungry anymore and you have something to eat. And how does Jesus respond to the devil? Jesus' response was very blunt. As he quotes from the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 3, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. In other words, even though Jesus, as the Son of God, had the power to make these stones to become bread, he resisted the temptation by the devil and he said, no, I'm not going to do it. And yet the devil was not ready to give up. On the contrary, the devil comes and tempts Jesus for a second time. Now he takes Jesus to the holy city and sets him on the pinnacle of the temple. And he said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. Now the devil even quotes the Bible. Amazing, isn't it? The devil quotes the Bible to Jesus from the book of Psalms. Chapter 91, verses 11 and 12. For it is written, right here, Jesus, that nothing bad is going to happen to you if you throw yourself down. In other words, to paraphrase it, the devil said, Jesus, go ahead, throw yourself down, because the Father is going to have the angels to bear you up so that you don't harm yourself or get injured on the way down. Clever, isn't it? And how does Jesus respond to the devil again? Jesus responds to the devil, quoting again from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 16. Again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. You would think that by now the devil would give up, right? No, he is very persistent. He's more bold and more aggressive. This time the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And then
The devil is so clever and so deceptive that he has the audacity to say, all these, Jesus, I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me. Again, incredible, isn't it? The devil has the audacity to offer Jesus something he doesn't have and doesn't belong to him. Think about that. As a matter of fact, the kingdoms of the world and all their glory already belong to Jesus, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit created the heavens and the earth in the very beginning of time, the creation of the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. So Jesus finally told them, quoting again for the third time, from the same book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 13, "Be gone, Satan, get lost," in other words, "for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." It was only then that the devil finally gave up on Jesus and went away. And behold, the angels of God came and ministered to Jesus. Now, what about us? What about you and me? What is our response when we are tempted by the devil? Think about it for just a moment this morning. What do we do? Do we resist the devil, firm in our faith, or do we give in to his lies and deception? And if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, the answer is no, we are not strong enough. We don't resist the devil, firm in our faith in Jesus. I'll be the first to admit, we all sin daily and fall short of the glory of God. We give in to the temptations of the devil more than we are ready to admit and acknowledge to each other this morning. Instead of resisting the devil and saying no, we allow ourselves to be tempted just like Adam and Eve did in the very beginning of time when they ate of the forbidden fruit. They were told not to. And you know the rest of the story. They were banned from the Garden of Eden, never to return to it again. The same happened with Cain as he killed his brother Abel. Out of jealousy, he couldn't resist. Or like David, who committed adultery with Bathsheba and then killed her husband Uriah in order to cover up his sin. Yes, we're no different. Unfortunately, because of our sinful nature, our sinfulness, instead of resisting the devil in our faith in Jesus, and trusting his word, it is written, we give in to the temptations of the devil too many times and sin against our Lord. This is especially true when we feel that the whole world sometimes is crashing down on us. Did you ever have that feeling? And guess what? Here comes the devil, right? And he will tempt us. This is especially true when we're very sick, or we are anxious, or we're depressed about something that has happened to us recently. When we are going through very difficult financial problems, it is then when we are weak and vulnerable that the devil will come along and tempt us to sin against God, to deceive us into great shame and despair. Yes, the devil will use every opportunity he has to tempt us and go against our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, the devil will use it and question God's love, mercy, guidance, goodness and compassion. That's why we need Jesus. That's the good news of the gospel this morning. We all need Jesus. Not only to forgive us from our sins, but every time we're deceived by the devil, to resist him in our faith, our trust in Jesus, to say no every time we are tempted to sin. To say no, just like Joseph in the Old Testament. Remember the story? When Joseph was tempted to commit adultery with the wife of his master, what did Joseph say? He said no. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against my God? Yes, ultimately to be just like Jesus and say, it is written. To heed the words of Martin Luther in his small catechism, let your holy angel be with me so that the devil may have no power over me. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through his Holy Spirit to be more like Jesus as he resisted every temptation by the devil. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And finally, but not least, begone, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Jesus, still lead on till our rest is won. When temptations come alluring, make us patient and enduring till we safely stand in our fatherland. That's our goal. That's our final destination one day when we depart from this world to be with Jesus in the kingdom of heaven. God bless you as you resist the devil and say no. It is written in Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, as we say no, it is written in the Word of God. Amen.